/Alex.
Neil Armstrong decided not to keep quiet and blasts Obama over the NASA proposal. Why? We're going to tell you. Also, doctor shortage? Do I hear a doctor shortage in this country? Yep, it's already starting. A lot of family doctors are starting to bail, and that's part of the problem. In Poland, at least a few are saying that Russia engineered the air crash that killed their president. Ooh, it's not even a conspiracy theory. I mean, in the true sense of the word, there are a lot of people that think that you can put links to this, and I'm going to tell you what links they have in mind. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're coast to coast and everywhere in between, to the right, to the left, and right up the middle, baby. So it doesn't matter. If you have an opinion and you're not afraid to try and sell that opinion, feel free to give us a jingle here on the show, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's better than Match.com because you didn't have to go through all that rigmarole, pay the bucks just to get some digits from a woman. I gave them to you on the air, so there you go. And it's free, a free call. So here's where we start. We start with the nukes, the big summit, and what's being discussed at this summit. You know, Iran's been mentioned, the sanctions have been mentioned, but I said this in the previous shows, doesn't amount to a hill of beans, because Ahmadinejad might have nuclear capabilities by 2012. And ultimately it comes down to this, my friends. Should Ahmadinejad really have his finger on the button of a nuke? You know, Benjamin Netanyahu, easy for me to say, in Israel is not too pleased about that. That's why he didn't even show up for the meetings. If he's going to lob a bomb over to Iran, I think he wouldn't have any trouble doing that. After all, Ahmadinejad is the guy who won't even acknowledge the Holocaust, saying it's trumped up, it's phony, it's made up. And there's a lot of bad blood between Israel and Iran. So what was discussed? Here's a little slice of President Barack Obama opening up that summit with some broad brush strokes.
This is an unprecedented gathering to address an unprecedented threat. 2 decades after the end of the Cold War, we face a cruel irony of history. The risk of a nuclear confrontation between nations has gone down, but the risk of nuclear attack has gone up. Nuclear materials that could be sold or stolen and fashioned into a nuclear weapon exist in dozens of nations. Just the smallest amount of plutonium, about the size of an apple, could kill and injure hundreds of thousands of innocent people. Terrorist networks such as Al-Qaeda have tried to acquire the material for a nuclear weapon, and if they ever succeeded, they would surely use it. Were they to do so, it would be a catastrophe for the world, causing extraordinary loss of life and striking a major blow to global peace and stability. In short, it is increasingly clear that the danger of nuclear terrorism is one of the greatest threats to global security, to our collective security.
Yeah, there's no doubt any terrorist organization getting a hold of the materials and putting together nukes is not a good thing. When you think of the preservation of life, you do not think of terrorists. You don't think of Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, or any other offshoot of those groups. Because ultimately, the idea is to stamp out the Western world, let's face it. And it is the biggest threat. But how do you stop that freight train that's coming at us 100 miles an hour? Because it is. I think you have to stop Iran. But at what price, at what cost is it as far as stopping Iran? How far is the U.S. willing to go? That's the question. So you can throw in your 800-259-5791. In the meantime, I mentioned this at the top about the Polish president's plane the Russian government prevented the plane from landing four times to divert him from a ceremony to mark the 70th anniversary of the area where Stalin had massacred thousands upon thousands of Poles. Now, this is according to the Polish MP. Arthur Gorski said the Russians came up with some crazy reasons that the plane couldn't land because they feared that the president's presence would overshadow another event hosted by the Russian prime minister a few days before, and their alleged plan ended in a disaster, of course, when the Polish pilots made one final try at landing. Then the Polish president and his wife and 94 others on board that plane died, and there were so many important people for that government that were on the plane, not just the president. So there is this talk, if you want to put the pieces together, that there were excuses about the fog over the airport and the navigation system didn't work. It was under renovation. The airport had a short landing strip. But Gorski is not buying it. He is saying, really, that he believes this was an intentional massacre. Intentional. One of the Russian air traffic controllers involved in what happened said he thinks that the Air Force pilot had pressure to land at any cost so that the president wouldn't miss the ceremony, because you're talking about how many Poles were killed, 22,000 slaughtered by Stalin. And he also says there were serious language problems between the control tower at the military airport and the crew when the plane started its descent and final approach. You think that they would have thought about this beforehand. We're going to have a language problem here. How are we going to land this plane? Yeah. And the captain had to be pretty, he had to be pretty desperate to land because of who he was carrying, the people he was carrying, but everybody died, and now there are all kinds of theories that abound as a result, and other world leaders are just offering their condolences and speculating behind the scenes as to, was there a more sinister reason for this? And the tapes of the conversations with the flight crew haven't been released. So is there some specific evidence of an order to this captain from either the president on the plane or the military on board that he had to land? You know, ultimately, is that the real possibility? It's so easy to blame it on the pilot, right? If there is a more sinister reason, blame it on the pilot. There was some fog and, trying to land this, and that would be the easy person to lay it on. The Polish investigators say they're going to try to figure out whether there was any suggestions made to the pilots from those that were there, from anybody on board, that you just take this down no matter what. The controllers and the flight crew pretty much stumbled in Russian and broken English to understand each other in the final seconds of the flight. They did release that, and the fog was getting worse, but pretty curious stuff, huh? Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rising all night long.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Well, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
Coming up, what the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had to say about regulations on Wall Street. And he did have some meetings with some of the Wall Street execs last week, so this will be interesting to go through some of what McConnell had to say. Also, a big thumbs up to Arizona. Do you know that that state passed a strict, very strict immigration law? What happens now is the cops have to check immigration status if there's reasonable suspicion. Isn't that profiling? I thought we couldn't profile, that it was wrong to profile in this country. Anyway, it was a tough back and forth, but Tuesday they approved the toughest thing on record that I can find in this country against illegal immigration, and it's the local police that have to determine whether people are in the country legally or not. You can bet a lot of people will be watching to see how this plays out in Arizona, what kind of bumps there are, or, you know, what ultimately results do are there a lot of people that are caught and sent back. It's the same catch and release deal, but you'd be stopping them, the local police would be stopping them. We're not talking about Border Patrol agents and just in everyday travels. So somebody gets pulled over for a busted taillight, or they get pulled over for registration not being current, or a number of things, just simple things, and they may end up, they being somebody who's in the country illegally, finding themselves booted out of the country. And there were a lot of people that were upset by this. The police were pretty much divided on it, too, in Arizona. The police unions backed it, but the State Police Chiefs Association didn't like the bill, saying that that you got trust issues now with immigrants who could be potential witnesses. And then immigration rights groups were freaked out beyond all belief and say Arizona would be a police state. That's what's going to happen here. the bill that you're going to hear more about, because some people call it 1070. It's just 1070. It's passed. It's gone. It's going into law. So it's reasonable suspicion if somebody is illegal. So you determine their status. I mean, this is a great fair or foul. And you think this is a move in the right direction? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. So what would be a determining?
I think that, you know what, it's profiling. Somebody's pulled over, and let's say they speak with an accent or something, or the car is crammed with people, and they want to, and who's ever pulled them over, whatever police officer has pulled them over, they look at the, ask for the license and all that stuff. They, let's face it, that's what they'd have to determine, a reasonable suspicion. How do you determine that? That's the thing. And I, it is profiling, like I said. There's no question. So citizens could even, boy, what's interesting here is, will some of the police just turn their head? I mean, think about that. That is putting a lot on the officers in Arizona, but especially those that border with Mexico. I mean, Arizona borders with Mexico, but some of the particular areas. And it's a very popular place to enter into the country. So that's the thing. So they're being really aggressive about this because of some of the problems that have happened. All right, Don. So it is profiling, like I said. They'd have to profile, because how do you decide that?
Well, I just was wondering how they're going to do that. I mean, if the people can't speak English at all, I mean, wouldn't that be an indicator that they're from somewhere?
Yes, that's what I said. Absolutely.
Or somebody shouts out and says, I speak American, you know?
I speak American. Whoops. I think I have reasonable doubt here. I have suspicion. Yeah.
Of course, that's the English think we speak American, you know, over here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but anyway, though, hey, listen, I think as we were talking last night, I guess you and I were on the wrong page as to the deal with the nukes and et cetera. You know, since every president, Kevin Reagan would mention, you know, it'd be nice to have a world that didn't have nuclear weapons, you know. You're right. The survey said over 50% of Americans wishes the world was free of them, but that's a pipe dream, Kate.
Oh, absolutely.
Never happen.
No,
the
it
reason
can't.
Why, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it can't happen. I mean, are you kidding me? If we did that, we might as well just give up. We might as well just say, come on, take us prisoners, or just lob one over on us. You're right.
Well, it's not a matter of who's lobbing one. I'm pretty sure the Chinese and the Russians and us have never come to that situation again. But the problem now is where they're focusing this conference at, and that is that, you know, we don't have the great superpower standoffs anymore. I mean, we could tick each other off about things, you know, but I think we've got somewhat of a rapport between the Chinese and the Russians and us and all the other major world powers. But, you know, Kate, 27 world conflicts at one time, I think it was just a while back I looked, and 23 of them involved Muslims, you know, jihadists,
mm-hmm.
and whether they were being picked on or they're picking on us or whatever, or on other people, and that's what the new world war is. I mean, I don't call it world war, but the new worry is, you know, what happens to these nutcases? I mean, look what they're doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, Kate. They're blowing their own people up.
I know.
They're blowing up their own children.
I know.
And they set these bombs off in markets, and, you know, where children are at, Kate. They don't care, and they use some kind of stupid, rational, you know, thinking about their religion, this is the way I want, you know, God wants it, et cetera, and you know, it's just the dumbest, it's just stupid, and these people are ignorant, and you know, and there's always going to be that threat now. I mean, not if we beat them back out of Iraq, we beat them out of Afghanistan, we beat them down, there's always going to be that threat. No one knew who Al-Qaeda was before 9/11. You know, we knew that there was, you know, Obama, or, no, I mean, I say that every time now, I don't mean it, but Osama bin Laden, you know, was ticked off that we had our troops in Saudi Arabia, and he was doing things during the 90s, but it was never on a scale of a household word, Al-Qaeda, you know, that we knew who these guys were, but now we do, of course, and there's just always going to be some, you know, that's what they want. I honestly believe it's not something that we want in America, but these, you know, these jihadists think that, you know, unless they're trying to force you to convert to their religion, then you ought to be dead and off the earth. And so that's what I was trying to say. And for people to sit back and think because Obama's cutting down the amount of nukes that way, we still got quite a few of them, and so do the Russians. And to sit back and think that he's going to be stupid enough to just say, well, I mean, if they'd have come out and said, oh, we're getting rid of all the nukes, then yeah, I'd have been freaking out, you know. You know, what are you talking about giving up all our nuclear weapons? It's, you know, yeah, that's their goal eventually. I think that's everybody's goal. But, you know, I know that's not going to happen.
Absolutely, you know? Not. And the reasons you just said are excellent. You're dead on right. We're going to, if you missed it in our first hour, for people listening, Don, we're going to talk to Jeff Adicott. He's a terrorism expert. The best ever that I've talked to. He's advised the FBI and people in Mumbai and other places about terrorists. And thanks for the phone call. And he talks about Hezbollah, Hamas, all the things that Don just said, and their search for the missing imam, and the fact that the danger is in Iran. The danger is the fact that Iran, if sources are correct, could have an atomic weapon, could have a bomb in a year. And Ahmadinejad could use that bomb. And look at the terrorist ties. Absolutely. It goes back to Al-Qaeda and all the groups that I just mentioned and the possibility they get the materials, they put it together. It's not the so-called superpowers. It's not Russia. It's not China. That's why to have the START treaty, who cares with Russia? You reduce the stockpile. Okay, that's good. You're reducing the stockpile, I guess, in theory, because it sounds... It's like Don said, it sounds good, it sounds nice, ooh, they were getting rid of some nukes, but, you know, that was the point of Joe Lieberman, hey, you better make sure these things are up to snuff and ready to go if you're going to have all these regulations about, you know, you can't test them, and you better make sure they're modernized, and it's really the terrorist jihadist creeps who want to have bloodshed and have no regard for human life that we have to be the most concerned about. No question about that. We're going to check the mailbag next on ATN.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan, and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet minute when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
In 1965, this was the sound. Put me to sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Got a brand new bag.
So people who are in the country illegally in Arizona, if they're pulled over and there's reasonable doubt as to whether or not they are U.S. citizens, the police officers can, with that reasonable suspicion, they can, if they're undocumented, find themselves being sent back over the border. So immigration rights groups are up in arms saying this is a police state by doing this. And it'll be tough for the police, I think, because there's going to be some blowback on this. And this SB 1070 is the name of the bill. Since you're going to have to have police profiling, you're going to have police trying to decide what is reasonable suspicion. It's like Don just said there jokingly, I speak American. You know, people who don't speak English, they're going to automatically be a question. Here's the thing. In Arizona, they have been slammed by illegal immigration. I mean, slammed in some of those areas. And since nobody's doing anything about it, they've said that they decided they've had enough of this. They're tired of it. And they're being aggressive. They're using their own laws to fight illegal immigration. And remember, it was just a couple of years ago, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, they passed a law that would pretty much dissolve companies that had a pattern of hiring illegal immigrants. And even last year, they made it a crime for a government worker to give improper benefits to an illegal immigrant. So they really are. This is our toughest state, period. That's it. And there's going to be protests. There's going to be lots of opposition to this. And one of the things that already has been thrown out there in determining who is in the country legally or illegally, this bill says race cannot solely be used to form a suspicion about a person's legality. but it does allow for it to be a factor. So will we see any U.S. citizens being swept up in this? That's what the president of the ACLU is saying, that screw this, that you do this, and you're going to have people that shouldn't be caught in this net that are going to be caught there because they have an accent and they have left their wallet at home. Here's the thing, though. When you're driving and you don't have your wallet, it's a bad deal anyway. You know, the whole license thing and whatever. So I guess when you run out to the store, whatever language you're speaking, just better make sure you carry identification. And it's going to be heated in Arizona. It's going to be heated. You've got Wild Joe, the Maricopa County Sheriff, who's incredibly aggressive in his time where he was having sweeps in immigrant-heavy neighborhoods and he was rounding up illegals. And, you know, there's a lot of civil rights investigations going on in Arizona, and this is only going to beef this up. And I'm going to say, when you have illegal immigration, there's the really downside to this. There's the drugs, which they've seen massively come in through Arizona. I mean, bad stuff, the black tar heroin nonsense. There's the kidnapping, there's the crime, the government services being just drained beyond belief. They just can't stand on the sidelines. They just can't watch Arizona go up in flames. So I'm going to say I absolutely think this is thumbs up. I mean, thumbs up. And let's hope that they've got really good training for the officers, which has already been said. They're going to have to do that. They're going to have some training, and they're going to have to figure out a way to make this. They're going to have to figure out a way to make this work the best way they can, so that it doesn't draw a lot of attention and doesn't bring up the whole police state thing and all of that. You might completely disagree because, you know, in a lot of issues, like with the cameras, I'm always like, no way. And I don't want to see, I'm against the whole too much government interaction anyway, you know that. But, you know, how much can you take when you've waited and waited and waited for something to happen and the federal government does nothing? You can throw in your 2 cents on that one, 800-259-5791. But right now it's time to go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes. This is from Dennis McMahon, the attorney we like out of Vermont. He always writes such clever emails. And here it's pretty simple. He says, makes me think of how many world and even U.S. leaders have died in plane crashes. Might make an interesting topic. All the best, Dennis. Yes, there have been a lot of U.S. leaders that have died in plane crashes, and think of world leaders that have gone down. Think of some of the conspiracies that abound when it comes to missing planes and whatnot. He's absolutely right. If you want to throw one at us, go ahead, feel free to do that. But right now, this is probably the biggest one. The Polish leader, at least in modern times, in the last couple of years, this would be the biggest one, because there were other military leaders, etc., that were on that plane. Here's one, let's see, from Brad. And Brad says, hey, Kate, go get them when you're talking about these cover-ups in the Catholic Church. You're darn right. The Vatican to blame it on the media is ridiculous. It's just a smokescreen. They need a different kind of smoke to go up the stack, and they need a new pope. And why, oh, why Catholics are afraid to criticize Pope Benedict, I don't get it. If he covered up what happened with that priest who molested 200 deaf children, doesn't he deserve to not be the leader of the Catholic Church? Touche. The Vatican is very, very defensive over this. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. But I have to weigh in on the new
Arizona
law in Arizona. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We had this same type of laws, back in the 70s. When I was a deputy sheriff, we were doing all of that. So this is not like it's new. It's just with all the political correctness and groups like La Raza blowing smoke everywhere. Oh, we can't do this. We can't do that. We did it 40 years ago. with no problems. And nobody called it profiling, but we would pick them up. Call the Border Patrol bus. They'd make a round once a night. We'd put them in a holding cell and hold them, and off they went. No big deal. And if Arizona's going to be the starter state, then let Arizona be the starter state. By God, I'm proud of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sick of illegals, and I don't care if they want to call it racial profiling or how they work it, but it's got to be stopped.
So and
if they don't want to speak English, they by God better learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm up here in Missouri, and they're everywhere too. And then they see a certain cop they happen to know that knows that they're ill, they just take off running. I mean, we actually had ICE here, 2 years ago, rounding up illegals. And really, there's not a whole lot of jobs around here.
Right.
But they take cook jobs and labor jobs, and I'm like, no. I don't care what race you are, but come here legally. But this influx of Mexicans from Mexico, let's put it right, not Hispanics, they're Mexicans,
mm-hmm.
has got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm angry about it.
No, I completely agree with you. Listen, I lived in a border area. I lived in El Paso when I started my career.
Oh,
I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I lived in California. And I saw some of the things that were happening. I spent a week with the Border Patrol agents and watched them try to catch people and saw some very bad criminals get through the net. When we're talking about drugs in Arizona, you've got awful things that are starting to happen or have been happening there in that area. And, you know, you're right. It's that political correctness thing. And you called this right, too, Izzy, by saying, it's not the word Hispanic. It's Mexicans or other people that are coming in illegally. And, for example, you have Cuban people, you have Puerto Rican people, you have a lot of other people from other places that busted their tail to get into this country legally. And they couldn't be more proud. Half of them, they become citizens. And they don't like it. They don't like it either. And so why can't we talk about that? Why can't we have open discussions and frank discussions without being called a racist or a pig or whatever terrible names get lobbied at you? I mean, even let me tell you this. There's a guy at the Center for Immigration Studies, and I hope we're going to get him on the show in D.C. It's a think tank that is pushing for tougher immigration enforcement. And he's saying flat out, too, the legislation was a logical extension of the state's previous enforcement efforts, that they had already started to move down that road. I told you about that. Some of the other things that they have done in Arizona to try to shore up the problems that they're having with illegals. And, you know, opponents are saying, well, what about these officers who aren't trained in immigration laws and how are they going to determine who's in the country legally? And the bill says it can't be race solely about a person being here legally. I think they're going to be able to really track it down. I mean, let's face it, because if somebody is driving around, they don't speak English, they don't have their wallet, they don't have identification, they've swerved all over the road and have a busted taillight, or for whatever reason they're being pulled over, then there will be a way to prove that they can go back and get the wallet. Somebody can bring the wallet, whatever. And, I think the ACLU is going to go crazy on this, and I think we're going to hear much more for some reason because of the nuclear summit and some other things that have been going on in the nation's capital and other parts of the country. The focus has been off of this, but this is a gigantic story. If you want to weigh in, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
For what's going to happen. They passed the strictest illegal immigration act in the country, and the police can pull somebody over, decide that they have a good reason to have suspicions that they're not in the country legally, and it's made people go crazy in that state. Some think it is racial profiling, and the ACLU is all over it. And some also believe it's going to turn Arizona into a police state. How about making Arizona ground zero for illegal immigration? That's what I think it's going to mean. And other states are going to sit up and pay attention and take note. Ann is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Good morning.
Hello.
Gotta make sure you're not on speakerphone.
There you go.
Oh, is this a smorgasbord tonight?
It's always a smorgasbord here. Are you kidding me? It's like we're at a picnic and we got everything out. Everything's on the grill and being served up.
Yeah, some of it isn't so good to eat, though.
No.
A couple of things. You know, I've mentioned my hang-up with conspiracies.
Yeah.
And back in the 60s, the late 60s, we had a senator here in Missouri who he had just won election and was killed. He and his family and some friends were killed when they were going to their celebration party.
Yeah.
And even back then, I was a teenager, but I thought conspiracy, the shuttle, the Challenger that blew up.
Sure, sure.
The first thing I thought of was conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got another conspiracy. I don't know why this came to me. You remember back when backmasking was a big thing and the subliminal messages in it?
Yes.
You know, we're coming out with the 3D stuff all over the place. And I thought, you know, it's so prevalent. Could perchance there be a subliminal message in this? Now, this is really conspiracy, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. I had to chew on that for a second. Is there something subliminal in there that we're thinking of?
How would you know it?
How would you know it?
Well, science, how would you even think about backmasking?
Yeah.
So, well, I'll let you chew on it a little while.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know, conspiracy theories can actually be fun. I mean, it can be fun in breaking it down and looking at other aspects of it. It's not all black helicopters and all that kind of stuff. And I do believe that there are some conspiracy theories that could be proved out to be true, but nobody wants you to find the end of that story. There's for sure we know that's happened. And then there are others that are contrived. And then you have all kinds of different ideas as to what could have possibly happened. You know, I recently went to the 6th floor museum where Kennedy was shot. You know, the president was assassinated. And it's unreal the amount of conspiracy theories that are pumped through that place and outside of that place as to what really, really happened. The CIA, Sam Giancana, the mafia. Several people were there to make sure it happened. And I don't know that definitively we know any real answer to that question. And I think there are a lot of things that we don't know what the end of the story is, but I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, I thought you'd hung up on me.
No.
Well, you know, whenever a political figure especially is killed in any kind of an accident, you get suspicious about it. Because why are these guys, you know, dropping off so suddenly and they don't really want to do an autopsy? And, well, have a good night.
All right, thanks. So Anne's saying that, you know, why don't they want to do autopsies? In the case of the Polish president, there are all kinds of things that are running wild on what could have happened there, even from the Russians purposely trying to bring the plane down to just the simple thing of the pilot, the miscommunication, the lack of the language barrier, you know, the lack of the language understanding, the barrier there, and then ultimately trying to force the plane down, just the simple explanation. And she's absolutely right. There have been planes and that have gone down and theories about why that happened. How could that have happened if you really look at it from a different point of view? And, you know, there are, as long as my arm, there are stories that abound about flights, not even just flights with politicians on board. I mean, remember TWA 800, remember that flight? And that was just not too far after what happened on 9/11. And there are all kinds of stories about how that came down and who was trying to bring that down and what was really that was about. And that's going to be going into the pile of Mystery Unsolved. You know, I used to do a segment on the show, and maybe we'll bring it back, called Mystery Solved. And it's finding out the what you think you didn't know, and suddenly now you've got more information where you can actually connect the dots. And, you know, there's a pile of those. I mean, an absolute pile. We will do that. One show for at least an hour we'll dedicate to that, and we'll go through what could have possibly really, really, really happened happened versus what went down in history, what was being sold in history. Let's put it that way. If you drive like Ann in Missouri probably does, a Lexus SUV. I'm kidding. I don't know what she drives. If you drive a Lexus GX460 SUV, then you get some money. Well, no, you get some problems because Toyota's not going to sell them any longer. So here we go again with the problems with the Toyotas. They're temporarily saying we're stopping this. Consumer Reports is issuing a rare, they never do this, don't buy warning, because they have concerns that the large SUV is handling problems that could cause it to roll over during sharp turns. They said they had asked dealers to temporarily stop selling them. They're going to do their own tests on the SUV, and they're going to take it as seriously as they can. I mean, they're doing everything they can with the tests. And of course they are, because Toyota cannot afford another mishap safety-wise with the gas pedals and with the accelerator problems. They can't afford to have this happen too. It would just put them over the top. But Consumer Reports, which is really, really read by a lot of people who are buying cars, usually doesn't, you know, they usually don't go in that direction. They don't put that on too many vehicles. So if they're saying that, don't buy, whew, that's pretty serious. All right, we have breaking news too. The death toll is climbing in China. There was an earthquake, 6.9. Boy, I mean, no joke. You want to talk about what's happening with the earth? Every time we're on the air, we have an earthquake, and it's in a mountainous area near Tibet. 6.9. It was a series of earthquakes, toppled houses, killed hundreds of people, buried a bunch of people in the rural area on the side of the mountain. And they got about 8,000 people injured. A lot of people visit that area. A lot of Americans and Europeans that go into the country visit. It's a beautiful part of the country. So they're still trying to figure out more on getting to people and rescue efforts and whatnot. But 6.9 houses going under and people being buried right there in the earth. Ooh, that's rough.